Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 156 for Tuesday, August 30th, 2016, and the 27th day of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And we are in the home stretch. This is one of my favorite times of the year. It's almost like Christmas, except it's better. Christmas is cool when you're a kid, but Dragon Con is cool when you're grown. So I was just walking through the back, bedroom, and Charlotte has some t-shirts sitting out that are obviously t-shirts she's picked out for con wear. I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, oh, I can't wear this right now because we may not do laundry, you know, before we leave tomorrow. This needs to go on my bag. The only thing that's cooler, so we're in that like final prep period, so before everything should get stressful. Another very cool time for me, especially back in the day. For years, I lived and work. Now I work in Atlanta. I used to live and work in Atlanta, and I took MARTA most of the period that I lived in Atlanta. I took MARTA out of downtown. I worked in various buildings for Turner Broadcasting, but always in either downtown or midtown where you could get to MARTA. And I just hate driving in downtown so much. It was so much easier to take MARTA out to the Lindbergh MARTA station. If you don't know Atlanta, you don't know that. But it's a little further out. It was much closer to where I lived. At certain points in time, I could walk to the Lindbergh MARTA station from where I lived. So MARTA was much more convenient. Even if I still had to drive a little bit, it was much more convenient than driving downtown. And literally one of my favorite days of the year, because basically I've been going to Dragon Con plus or minus a year. I've been going to Dragon Con without miss 2000. But other than that, I started at Turner in 98 and just after Dragon Con that year. And I believe I went that year. I think so. So I started at Turner at 98 and I started going regularly in 99, like regularly without missing except for 1 year. So it's kind of been the same arc of time. I had gone before that. I went in 96. That might've been my first Dragon Con. I'm not sure. During that period on Thursday, especially early on, because, now Wednesday, apparently tomorrow is going to be crazy. There are parties downtown. As I'll say in a minute, we're trying to get some people to, and we know some people are coming in. So we're trying to get people together. You know, it's like there's stuff going on all over the place, but especially in the day, Thursday was where it started. And I would go down one of my favorite days of the year. I would get on MARTA to go back up to Lindbergh on Thursday afternoon. And I think at first you couldn't, there was a period of time where I don't even think you could register on Thursday. So literally I would always take Friday off, but I couldn't even register on Thursday. Eventually you got to the point where rather than going on MARTA and going out, I was first going over to register and then I was coming back for registration and getting, you know, at 5 o'clock or whatever. And then going home, maybe, for Thursday night and then coming back. But anyway, you would see the people of, and Dave Slusher describes this very well. It's our tribe. It's like, I would see the people of my tribe on MARTA, you know, coming in from the airport, coming in from parking out, you know, in the suburbs, wherever. It would just be like Dragon Con, Dragon Con, Dragon Con. Yes. Oh, just be like, my tribe would like be there on MARTA with me. And it was just like, just kind of nod, say hi. You know, it's like, ugh, awesome. I mean, you get to the point where there are many, many people that I don't know at all by name at Dragon Con, but there are probably dozens, if not hundreds of people that I know by sight and they know me by sight. Even if we don't even ever talk, that we see each other on, you know, the escalator. And we're like, yep, I've seen you for the past 10 years. And, yep, there you go. No, we're countdown. I'm excited. We're countdown, especially because, I woke up this morning and Charlotte, you know, she has to take tomorrow off because we're leaving it sometime tomorrow, way before school's out. She had tomorrow off and she had the expectation that I had tomorrow off. And I'm like, well, I always get up early on Wednesdays and drive in anyway. I was just kind of thought that was what we were going to do. And you can stay in the CNN Center for a couple hours. And then I started thinking about that. And I'm like, well, do we really need to do that? I don't remember if I said this morning, but we had this conversation last night as we were getting ready to go to bed. And then I thought about it and I was like, I've got a lot of vacation left. So I was like, I'm just going to send an email in the morning and ask if it's okay if I take tomorrow off. And I got up this morning and I double checked and I have like a week's more vacation than I thought. I was doing my division wrong last night. I have an insane amount of vacation left, which I will never, there's no way. And ours is use it or lose it. And I'm stupid. I mean, I'm very conservative because I never want to run out of if I get sick because it's, you know, personal time off days. So it's a combination of sick days and vacation days. But, you know, it happens every year. I end up just trying to take them all off in the end of the year. And it's difficult because almost everyone in my group, I think I said this, I probably have had this discussion before on here. Almost everyone in my group, even with all the changes that we've had in the past couple of years, are hugely senior. I mean, not too many senior to me. I've been there 17, almost 18 years now. But we're all like very, very, so there's no like little newbie that we can say, no, you can't take vacation this week because I'm already planning on it. It's basically, we're all so senior that it's kind of first come, first serve. And we all have a huge amount of these days. And the last three, especially two, like November, December, it's just like people taking weeks at a time for no other reason than they're just trying to get their vacation out. And it doesn't take pretty long until they're like, well, somebody has to work. And I'm not ever going to be the person who screws everything up. Now, I think I got a solution to this year. I think I'm going to probably need to take some time in October because that's when Savannah's due. So I think I'll probably take a couple weeks in October. But we'll figure that out. But anyway, I was like, I'm just like, I sent an email real quick. My manager said, no, sure, course, no problem. So I'm off tomorrow as well. So in not very long, I am done for a week. And basically at that point, Dragon Con is on. Once you're on vacation, Dragon Con is on, even if you're still in prep mode. So I'm excited. I put out a thing on the dog days. This may not work out, which is cool. No problem. We are meeting some friends of our Charlotte and our meeting. So we're going into Atlanta tomorrow. It's Wednesday. So we're a day earlier than many people are getting there. 2 days earlier than some people are getting there. And there's this Battle and Brew place that I have mentioned before. We decided we're going to have some dinner tomorrow night with one coworker and one ex-coworker of mine, at least. I think one other con buddy of ours who lives in Charlotte, who's also coming in on Wednesday, and anybody who can come. Now, I know that I've already heard from a few of the Dog Days people. I'm not sure anybody's going to be able to come. But if you can, you are more than welcome. I believe I put my phone number. I think I put it in that message. If I don't, I'll go back and look at it. And because Chuck did the same thing, I need to put Chuck's in my phone actually. So we're having dinner at Battle and Brew tomorrow night. There's also a big party down at the mayor. I was going to say big and put it in scare quotes, except apparently like a couple hundred people have already accepted the invite for this party. Now, bear in mind, Dragon Con has a small percentage of the people that come to Dragon Con are local. Let's say it's 10%, but 50,000 people or 60,000 people go to Dragon Con. So even if only 10% of them are local, it's still 5,000 or 6,000 people. And those people can go downtown whenever they want, you know? So it sounds like the Pulse Bar at the Marriott tomorrow night is going to be pretty happening. That's not my favorite venue. I prefer the Hilton Bar. It's quieter. They have karaoke. Or have had for years. I don't know if they've had it the past couple of years, but they used to have karaoke right on the other side of the bar, or other side, like around the corner from the bar in the Hilton. I hope they're doing that again because hopefully Dave will do it. you never know. You know, it depends on what happens tomorrow. We're not staying downtown tomorrow night, but it's a pretty short Uber ride to home. So. We've done it before. It's not a problem. And then Thursday morning, we'll be up and on our way downtown. So, yeah, there you go. So we're excited. Went out and did much better with my Pokemon at my lunch walk today. But a couple things happened when I came back. I had listened to a bunch of podcasts. Pretty much caught up. I ran out of podcasts right before I got home. But I was catching Pokemon, so it didn't matter. I actually have my second strongest Pokemon now is one I caught today out on the road. I wasted a bunch of balls catching him, but cats, calm down. Everybody calm down. But I got him. So, but I get home. I've listened to a bunch of podcasts. I get home and I find out the internet is out, which is still out. I am hotspotted so that I can connect to work through my work phone. So that's working fine. But I mean, it's, you know, not as good as the cable connection by any means. And then two, I thought about this anyway. I listen to Charlotte. I do not listen to my own podcast. I don't know if other people do or not. I may have to go. Cats. Leave her alone. Yeah, why don't you go outside? Come on, Marley. Marley, come on. Oh, he's going to saunter. It's like, yeah, I'll go outside, but I'm going to take my time. So I do not listen to my own podcast. I've heard it already, and I hate the sound of my own voice. But I do listen to Charlotte's. And I listened to hers yesterday, and I was there when it happened. She was talking about us checking out our costumes and everything, a Fallout costume. And her Mysterious Stranger jacket, like her trench coat jacket, had been in a box for a year. So it was a little kind of wrinkled. Mine was wrinkled too, but it doesn't matter. I'm the Fallout dude. I'm like, whatever. I'm supposed to be wrinkled. But her jacket was wrinkled, and I came in and I walked in, and it was hanging over the one of the chairs at the dining room. And it just and I just I walked around, I had walked around the house a little already and figured out I had to make a phone call for work. And then I realized in the middle of all of that my internet is out, and I'm like, ugh. Then I look over and I'm like, hey, I got a little bit of time here. If there are you have weird things in the world that you're good at. But I went to Duke on a Navy ROTC scholarship. And if you go to one of the academies, or if you go to college on an ROTC scholarship, or if you're active duty military, one thing that you get very good at is ironing. In fact, I like ironing. Ironing is kind of a zen-like sort of thing for me. So I looked there. There was her trench coat needed to be ironed. I pulled out the iron, turned her on, filled her up, got a little steam going, pulled the little belt off of it, started ironing the belt. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm like, it's actually, I enjoy ironing. So Charlotte should be home pretty soon. And I've got a surprise for her in that her trench coat that she was not looking forward to ironing is ironed. It's ironed, touched up, refolded. All that good stuff. There's one of the weird talents. Well, not talent. It's not a talent, but it is a skill. One of the weird skills that I do have is I got a couple points in ironing, and I enjoy it. So I did that for Charlotte before she got home this afternoon. So like I said, when she gets home and I get off and everything, we are done for. I'm done for a week. It'll be. Be a week before I'm back at work again, so it is Dragon Con time. So it should be exciting. I don't know what we'll do. Depends on. I don't know what time we're going to be leaving tomorrow. May try and get podcasts up and done before we leave. Just depends on how. Or if we leave super early and we have a few hours before the Bell and Brew thing, we can do it in Atlanta. But we'll just see. It should all work out. Should be fun. And and at the Battle and Brew thing, so it should be interesting. We're going to have dinner there with some friends, but as early as we can, because by 8 o'clock, they're going to be doing the Dragon Con trivia contest there, which should be fairly crazy, even though some of the people are going to be down at the Marriott. I think we actually were there for that last year and didn't realize what we were there. It was one of the very first times we went there. The folks at Battle and Brew actually shut down during Dragon Con. You can't go during Dragon Con because they help run the video game track, because you know their whole restaurant's full of console and PC video games, so they know what they're doing there. They help run the video track, so they just shut down the place during Dragon Con. There's all the people go and work at Dragon Con. So yep, we'll be there tomorrow night. And I guess that'll be it for today. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. You can find all the rest of it at Kenzoid. It's all down at the bottom. You can figure it out. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0. And we will talk to you again tomorrow at the beginning of, you know, the Dragon Con days and the beginning of the end of the wrap up of the dog days. So talk to you then and have a good day. See ya.